We'll talk with William in Richmond, Virginia. Hi, William.
Hello.
Hi, can you get a little closer to your phone, William? We can't hear you too well.
Yes, my question is concerning when one is saved, is it possible to, I mean, when you get out of fellowship with God, to lose your salvation or and actually just lose it?
Well, yes, because now I don't want someone to think that once you're saved, you're lost and saved day after day. God doesn't work that way. But at the same time, the Bible's very clear that we are always free to choose another master if we want. God doesn't handcuff us to heaven once we accept Jesus.
Right.
Now, it's easy for me to say that. Let's look at some Bible examples. You have people in the Bible like King Saul, chosen by God, anointed, filled with the Holy Spirit, but he became proud. He began to rebel, and pretty soon he grieved away the Holy Spirit, and he died a pitiful death. He killed himself, a lost man. He was saved, but he grieved away the Lord. The Bible talks about a person who, Peter says, it's like, you know, the pig who is washed returns to wallowing in the mire.
Right.
Judas was one of the 12. He had the hands of Jesus laid on his head. He was anointed. He was sent out preaching. But he clung to his sin of covetousness, and he grieved away the Holy Spirit, took his own life.
Paul's friend Demas.
That's right. He was walking with the Lord, and then he forsook the Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, you can go on and on finding examples of this. Ezekiel chapter 18 talks about a man, but when the righteous man, this is verse 24, when a righteous man, this is a saved person, turns away from his righteousness and commits iniquity and does according to all the abominations of the wicked, that the wicked man doeth, shall he live? All his righteousness that he has done shall not be mentioned. In his trespass that he has trespassed, and in his sin that he has sinned, he shall die. That's as plain as it could be, like a dictionary definition. If a righteous man turns from his righteousness. Now, you know what confuses people sometimes, William?
What is that?
Jesus said, I'll never let go of you. And anyone who comes to me, I will not cast out.
Mm-hmm.
We never have to worry about the Lord breaking his covenant. He will never let go of us. But we still are free to let go of him. You see what I'm saying?
Well, that's what I wonder. It seems like at times, the harder I try, I know I'm not living up to God's expectations, and it seems at times the harder I try, the more, I guess, Satan comes against me.
Well, now, I don't want you to hang up thinking that you cannot have a degree of assurance that God's going to save you if you continue to look at Jesus and walk after him. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, running this race with our eyes fixed on him. You might have weights that you need to lay aside, but you're still on the road running the race if you keep your eyes on him, if you continue to return to him. Every time you fall down, you know, when Peter was walking on the water, as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he was doing the impossible, wasn't he?
Right.
When he took his eyes off Jesus and he saw how big the waves were and how small he was, he began to sink. And then he realized that he was doomed, and he turned back to Jesus, said, Lord, save me, and Jesus immediately pulled him out of the water. He'll do that for everybody that turns back to him and say, Lord, I took my eyes off of you, forgive me. Some people do this on a daily basis.
Remember, Satan doesn't trouble those who are already lost. It's those who have been saved and are struggling every day with their salvation.
That's right.
That Satan troubles the most.
Well, that's very helpful then. I was beginning to doubt my salvation.
Well, let me give you one more little bit of hope here from God's Word. 1 John chapter 2, my little children. Now, this is a message to the children, the ones who are saved. My little children, these things I write unto you that you might not sin. And if anyone sin, we have an advocate, with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. In other words, you know, the devil is constantly throwing banana peels on the road to heaven, and he's working to trip us up.
Amen.
If you slip and you fall, just like a baby learning to walk, God does not smack you and say, well, you blew it now, I'm done with you. If you reach up for him, he'll dust you off, and you start back on the road again. And we may have to often weep at the foot of the cross and say, Lord, I'm sorry, forgive me. Yeah, but, you know, when we repent and we're sorry, the Bible says he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness and to set us on the road again. So don't be discouraged. The Christian life is like the trip through the wilderness. Lots of lessons to learn in the process of sanctification.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Okay. Hey, you know, we have a lesson on salvation, and it deals with these issues, and it's called It's Still There. If you call our resource number, we'll send that to you for free, William. It's still there. Ask for that.
Great. Thank you very much.
God bless.
All right. That's 800-835-6747. 835-6747.